That's boring.
You're boring, everybody. We're boring, everyone.
May the force be with you.
My genders.
Hello and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worship. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the... TheKevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Happy Fat Tuesday to you, Justin.
What? Mardi Gras!
Boom, boom, boom!
Yeah,
so you know,
get a king cake.
You know Fat Tuesday for Mardi Gras, but yeah. When you saw in the chat stream Lent, that didn't register for you.
Yeah, I feel like
you.
That's in soup. Do you have soup in Mardi
yeah,
Gras?
Yeah. The point,
I've heard of the lentils.
Yeah, and you eat that for 40 days until Easter. No, the point of Fat Tuesday...
Is that
Tuesday,
why people are giving up Coke?
Yes, the whole time.
That makes sense.
The point of Fat Tuesday is it's the day before Ash Wednesday, where you spend the next 40 days observing Lent.
Oh. And so they call it Fat Wednesday?
Fat Tuesday. Because
you go and get fat.
Yeah, you do whatever the thing is that you're going to give up for Lent, you do it...
Do you give up things for Lent?
I do not.
I feel like you have in the past.
I have. I've done it. I've done it a couple times.
It's a Catholic thing.
It's primarily a Catholic thing. Yes, it's an umbrella. We are reuniting the halves of the umbrella as a unity.
I make a lot of dumb jokes on this show, and I got to tell you, I'm really happy about that.
That was good.
One.
I just made sure we were recording, so it's good. I'm like, don't want to lose
if
that.
If we weren't, I would have done that one again and insisted on it. That is good stuff.
But what I thought was cool is that our friend Christian, who doesn't typically observe these
ironically
things,
ironically Jewish, but yes,
very, is considering observing Lent for the season and giving up Facebook.
What?
Which is not an uncommon thing people give up for Lent. It's usually sugar or booze or, you know, something that's a vice or distracting you. And Facebook. So I thought, will anybody give up our podcast for Lent? I feel like you make it when you're on the list of things that people need to give up for Lent.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's interesting. I don't know what would make us a vice? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like in order for, like, because it's a weekly show that we do bi-weekly.
Yeah.
And I feel like it has to take away from your time.
That's
like,
right.
If you just stumbled upon the show, like, two weeks ago, right?
Sure.
And you go back for 10 years, then I would be like, oh, yeah, I'm giving
you
up.
You should give that up.
Giving it up for Lent.
But more likely.
Can you imagine a relationship where, say, somebody, and I'm going to just pick genders, but I think it could swing both ways for this show, where you're settling down and it's like, listen, we need to talk.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Gamerland podcast too much. I can't handle you talking constantly about those charming fellows, Justin and Kevin. I can't. Yeah. I can't do it anymore.
They're too damn charming.
Every time we're sitting there and you're trying to watch some Bravo show with me, clearly I'm a chick, right?
Yeah, in this scenario.
And so, you know, I'm talk like this, I'm a chick.
That's your girl voice?
Yeah.
You're going to stick with that one.
Yeah, this is Natalie, you saw chicks, man.
No, that's Natalie with her tongue removed. It's clearly on my list of characters you do in your one-man show.
Natalie with her tongue removed is still a chick. You take out the tongue, it doesn't give you a penis. it hurts my throat, man.
It's a good character.
So anyway, you can if you're like somebody, we're supposed to be watching a Bravo show, and you're got the earbuds in, you're going listening to yourself, right? It's a funny voice, is what an idiot. You know that kind of stuff.
Tongue is not a penis.
Classic shark Jesus. What the hell? So you do that. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine a scenario where somebody is like, "You got to stop"?
Yes. I do think that, but it's not happening.
But what would be,
I can imagine it because I have a very strong, powerful imagination.
Right.
But I don't believe that's happening anywhere in our reality. But I think people would give up for Lent things like Netflix, or Hulu, definitely because it's a far inferior
How long
product.
Did you give it up 40 days?
40 days from now until Easter. Tomorrow until Easter. And in the traditional fashion, you get Sundays off from the Lent.
I will.
So on Sundays, you could watch Facebook. You could listen to Netflix, our podcast. Yeah. That's a wonderful face you are making.
That's a weird loophole. Like, well, why would you?
Because the idea is that you are fasting from it, but on Sundays you're still observing the holy practices, and we have rest in Christ, so you don't have to withhold yourself from those things on that day.
That seems like a lawyer taking a look at the Bible.
If you add up the days from Ash Wednesday to Easter, is not 40 without removing the Sundays. It's 46 days.
What?
Yeah.
Mind blown. Yeah. My mind
but
is
I'll tell clear. You, as someone that gave up sugar for Lent the 1 year I did it, you don't want to add sugar back into your diet on Sundays because it makes the fast really difficult. Like every Monday is getting back on the wagon. It's hard. It's better to go cold turkey for all 46 days.
24-hour bender, man. I'm just sitting down with a pixie stick from your college. Just get it at me. Get it at me any way you can.
Just got to make it to Sunday.
Honey, you're getting belligerent. You shut up! We have some sugar, bitch. I'm very scared about what I'm about to say.
I love it already.
I would be curious to see what the Twitchers, which by the way, if you're not Twitching the show, you could see the video of this by going to twitch.tv/thekevinmiller. I would be curious during the show for ideas, maybe to have some kind of a vote of something that they would like to volunteer that I give up for 40 days.
You're going to participate in Lent.
Sort of. I feel like I'm making it into a bit.
Into like a fasting.
Probably.
Well, I'll tell you.
Blasphemous at some level.
Only if you want it to be. When I gave up sugar by day three or five, I put this on Christian's wall on Facebook. I was itching. I don't know. You probably really? Remember.
I
like
do remember,
literally,
yes.
Literally like couldn't sit still and like hand reaching for the cookie jar.
If I remember correctly, that was also what changed your whole reaction to sugar,
it did,
too.
But that's the punchline. But literally, day five. No, it's okay. Obviously, I'm not addicted to it now, obviously. Hey, by the way, what are those Twinkies doing?
They're just sitting there waiting.
I want a Twinkie!
Waiting to climb into your mouth hole.
They can't stay out! Oh, their creamy goodness! Where do they grow legs?
Chubby bunny.
But I was so fiending for sugar and that I had to control myself with this mantra of Christ died on the cross. I don't need a cookie. Like literally that's what it took. That level of sobriety of like, we're talking about somebody that gave up his life.
Yeah. You need to have perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm doing this. So I think if you were like, if it's anything really hard that you rely on or is just a fabric of your life and you gave it up without the perspective of why.
That's the idea of it, right?
I don't think you can do it. If you're like, I would like to remove salt from my diet, that would be a hard one. If you were like, maybe MySpace.
Oh, so much fun.
Grandpa, you don't need MySpace for 40 days.
MySpace invented duck lips, you know.
You may not be here in 40 days, Grandpa.
How dare you?
Well, age is a thing.
I give up dying.
Well, very good. See you on Easter. And then you might resurrect. And that's how we always have Grandpa.
Who is risen?
Who is risen indeed? You don't get that, but that was a really funny Christian joke.
I did it. I did it. Because I went to Easter one time with, I don't know why I'm still doing Grandpa.
That's right, you came to our service on Easter Sunday.
It was funny.
Did I prepare you that there was a secret handshake?
No. I noticed as soon as we walked up, like people were walking by, like, and somebody would say, he is risen, and the other person would say, he is risen indeed.
And did you catch on to the secret
after
handshake?
I did a couple times. I get it. You know what I mean? And I think, may or may not, because I don't think Natalie did. And I did. I may or may not have done like a "We are not a cult" like this. There was no explanation.
I imagine Natalie
part of our church lexicon. When we were kids.
And same thing. I walked in and they started doing it. I'm like, yes, Almighty.
Yeah,
I agree. What's the right response? Was your wife like, "He is risen"? Well, that's your perspective. There are many ways to interpret the scriptures.
She's even way more spiritual than I am.
Oh, got it.
I don't even know, and I don't know if I could. I'd like to. I qualify myself as a spiritual person. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. I've obviously like I don't I'm here's the thing. I'm not void of faith.
Yeah.
That's not me, but I have a thing where I can't just do it because we've talked about this. I can't just do it because of the end result, right? Like I feel like that's cheating.
Yeah.
So I operate my life.
You
going,
don't do it for the platinum at the end,
yes,
which is
that is very true.
Yeah.
I do it like so I feel like that even though I have my doubts, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like if My thing, and it's not about hedging my bets, any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like I go, you know what? I'm a good person. I'm going to take care of my stuff. I'm going to do my thing. And in my heart of hearts, I'm like, Jesus, he could see into that. Mm-hmm. Right. And he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And so I hope that, he'd be like, yeah, you're cool, bro.
You know, honestly, I think if more Christians had that perspective where it wasn't just a get out of hell free card, their faith, like, I prayed the prayer, I'm good, they would live a more fruitful life. Because as your friend, you live an upstanding life. You're a man of integrity. You're kind to people. You don't have mean things to say about people for no reason.
Thanks for adding the no reason.
Yeah. Every time, then, you have some mean things to say. I know. Without provocation. But honestly,
I think was another example of integrity. Right? Yeah, like, thanks for adding the no reason.
Just so we're all clear, you're not Jesus.
No.
But honestly, a lot of people who are in the Christian camp don't live a life like that. They're like, I can do whatever I want because in the end, Jesus, so I can be a dick.
Everybody's just doing their own thing, right? We're all just trying to do our best, We're all just trying to be good, feel fulfilled, and
happy
inside.
I don't think so. I think people are, selfish by nature, and how that comes out is up to each individual person. You make a choice that I think God likes, which is that you are going to consider more than just Justin, more than just your family.
I tried. There's a part of me that I was afraid.
You consider more humans than the average human.
My fear is that what if on deep, you know, like I said, like he could see everything, right? Yeah. Knows everything.
That's
right?
The idea.
So what if somewhere that I can't tell, or what if I don't think it is, but it could be deeply oppressed. Like, what if there's a part of what I do for anyone else besides me is weirdly for me, right? Like, if it's not completely selfless.
Yes. The best gift of all is the giving. And right. That's a Christian ideal. It. Absolutely.
All right, great. We nailed it, guys.
So you're doing it. Well,
six shooter salute job to the Twitch. I don't know if you can see it, but I was out right there.
That's good. I felt it. Bam, bam.
It's fun.
Bam.
It's again, right?
Yeah. You guys can't see it if you're on the podcast, but we live stream now.
Yeah,
so.
Get with the 21st century, Grandpa.
How many people download the podcast?
That's a great question.
It's in the thousands, right?
I should know.
Tens of thousands?
I think we're in the high hundreds.
Okay, so we're gonna focus on the people that are listening because they're a whopping 16 people watching the screen right
but
now.
But how many people, don't you get, you people go back and watch this, right?
Another five.
Okay, gotcha. My bad, boo. I'm going to hold my hand up
just the
now.
Whole time. This is just to make it feel
can
like there's something
numbers?
Live.
Guys, thanks for putting on those earbuds. Thanks for supporting the show. And you know what? You know what you can't do while you're watching a video? Smoke a Juul vape pen. That's what you can.
We do not support the Juul vape pen.
They just support us, guys.
All right, so put in what we will on the Twitch stream. Make suggestions for things for Justin to give up.
Yeah, throw
for
some in the chat.
Yeah,
and you can tweet him to me if you're listening to this as a podcast. And I mean, I guess we'll be too
what
late.
What if they say video games? Could you do it?
I kind of feel like I'm doing it already, and that's not
really
fair. I was so close to being able to sit and play Gran Turismo. I played literally. I try on Tuesday because we're doing this show.
Yeah.
I try to play at least a game.
So you have something to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah, it's homework.
And so my kids came home and my son does a cooking class. And so the other one will play games, but I had to get caught up on this work stuff. And so we're doing that, blah, blah, blah. They're playing Gran Turismo. They're way into Gran Turismo, which is very interesting. There's this weird dynamic that's happening where my children are treating me like I am the child, right? So they play Gran Turismo, and then when I say, well, what you want to do, see what you're doing is you're coming in low to the turn, so you're apexing up in the middle of the turn, which doesn't give you enough. Now you've slowed down in the middle turn, and you're not accelerating out of the turn like you could. So if you came in high and then were low in the turn, you could hit the accelerator earlier and accelerate and come out of the turn faster. And they're like, no, Dad, that's not how it works. And I just want to be – You know I drive a vehicle, right? Like, you understand that. Let's completely discount the fact, right, that I went through years, and I still am, but I just don't watch it as religiously, as I used to, watching NASCAR. I've sat on the back of pits. I've sat down and had chats with at least 8 Sprint Cup professional drivers, one of them soon to be in the Hall of Fame of NASCAR drivers. I've chopped it up with the guy.
Are they? Is that now the T-Mobile Cup? Because they got
Monster, I think. Now
oh,
is what
that's
it is.
Monster.
Yeah.
Oh,
they changed every 2 weeks, I think.
Inconvenient.
It's a lot of money,
what
guys.
Cup do you have? Cup of noodle. The cup of noodle cup.
We're here with the ramen cup. Come on down, everybody. So I was like, I know how to drive a car. And they go, yeah, but you don't have to do that. And I said, yeah, because you're using all these assists. And weirdly enough, I'd be willing to put money that if you turn the assists off and actually learn to drive the car correctly, you could go even faster. But right now it's just set on easy. And then they were like, no. I go, I'll tell you what, take off the assists and let's race. Let's do this.
Yes.
And it didn't happen because they're pansies.
Oh, really?
Pansies.
Come on.
It's not fun. I go on, you know.
It's not fun because you made it challenging.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Which is my biggest concern for my sons.
I played Plants vs. Zombies versus your sons, and your youngest will definitely leverage everything possible to get the kill. Yes. Like, does every trick to come, and then goes, ha ha ha.
Like, but if you go, ha ha ha, don't be rude.
Yeah, he doesn't, he's not okay with it.
Yes.
Not okay.
Yes.
But, and then it becomes the game because it's all three of the kids. My son and your two boys will gang up on me. So and that, and then Jack will go and trigger the things to make them come. So now the game plus the three of them. Also, he camps.
Yes.
So he snipes from a distance and does everything and waits and waits and waits. And so I make it my adult goal to go for him. And I end up losing a lot, but those occasional moments where I get it is like, that was worth it. It was worth it. Because I am being handicapped significantly right now.
Yeah, they were lecturing me about racing. And then I did a lap in a Lamborghini.
Ah.
And they were like, they go, oh, look at, why, how, like, they were sitting there shocked.
Really, really?
Because I came out of a turn and I whipped past two cars. And then I was telling them that if you drive right behind the car, you're actually faster. And then my older son goes,
no.
No. And his friend was over. And I said, Mateo, they're racing on this huge track that almost seems like not real. Like, right? Like, you can't see anything beyond the road. It's like kind of fake thing or anything. But anyway, it was great. And I said, Mateo, drive right behind him. And watch, and then
because your odometers or your speedometer is on the screen.
So I said, and even it's not even the real physics because Jacob was probably a good 100 yards in front of him at this point, but he gets right behind him, and Jacob was maxing out at 209 miles an hour. But when Mateo was behind him, he jumps up to 221,
right?
Because and he just starts gaining on him,
yeah.
And then he was like, "What?" And so he came up to pass him, and Jacob was blocking him, and so then he couldn't get around him. He pushed him into the wall, and I said, "Okay, next time." When you get up, I go one way, wait for him to go the other. And I'm saying this so Jacob can hear me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, wait for him to go that way and then just come back the other way and you got him.
Mm.
Because you'll have so much speed that by the time he's overcorrected this way, you come back the other way, you'll just zoom right past him. And then sure enough, he gets him and he's got like a little bit of a quarter panel. Like his front wheels are in front of the hood of Jacob's car and they're bumping into each other. But now there's nothing that Jacob could do.
Wow.
He's got him. And then he was like, and then that was literally right before the final lap. Like he crossed the finish line.
You made the game changer.
Three
well
quarters
done.
Of a second before Jacob did. Because Jacob was like, I'm coming back. And then finish. Done.
So did you put on headsets and go, all right.
Yeah, all right. Come on.
Take him on the breaker.
You're going on nine sizes. There, kiddo, buddy. Your dad is not a moron. Just so you know, he drives a car every day to take you to football practice.
I mean,
you dummy.
But those things, what you're describing, that's not from street driving. I mean, you know that from racing.
I played racing games.
Yeah.
I mean, I've ridden in a car that went on Talladega, which is like a big restrictor
that's
plate.
Right,
and that was a lot of fun. But, and it's also because my dad was on the pits for a stock car, an amateur stock car racing team in my hometown. So he was the guy working on wrenching on the car and all that stuff, changing tires. And so he taught me about stock car racing when I was a kid. And so you learn about that kind of. And my dad taught me how to drive on the freeway the way you would try. Like he would say, when you're going into a turn, you let off the gas. When you get about halfway into the apex of the turn, you start applying the gas again. And that's how you just keep it smooth and fast.
Yeah. And?
And that's what I do.
But your sons aren't willing to hear it. Maybe in 5 years when they actually need to drive.
No, in 5 years it's going to be even worse. In 5 years, Jacob will be 15.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah,
Jack will be 13.
But he'll be motivated to actually drive a car. So you think he'll listen to you?
No.
Like, yes, father.
If this is,
whatever,
this is
father.
My whole issue with them is that right now, especially Jacob more so than Jack, but Jacob's getting a lot of, toot. Like his friend was over today. I'm sorry I'm talking about this instead of the game I was playing. But my point is, don't do this to your parents, dummies, if you're listening, because you're all smart kids, and just don't be a jerk. It's very easy.
That seems fair.
If you're polite, it goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, it's like a long time ago, we had a kid who wrote into the show who wanted to figure
play
out,
Call of Duty.
He wanted to play Call of Duty. And I
which
said,
is now free this month.
Yeah, that's funny. I said, the best thing for you to do is just to go to your parents and say, what is it that I need to do to demonstrate to you that I am able, I am capable, I can handle playing Call of Duty? If you start the conversation like that, it opens up a lot of doors. Like they go, oh, well, all right. And then they.
Unless your parents are jerks and they're like, nothing. I don't think you're ever going to be ready.
Well,
and you know what? Go sleep back underneath in the room under the stairs. And don't burn the bacon. So, because it's your cousin's birthday.
Jacob's, the rule is they come home, they take their lunch out of their backpack, and they clear out any of the empty Tupperware, put that in the sink, mm-hmm. and put the ice packs away, and then they put whatever they didn't eat in their lunchbox this in the
been,
fridge.
This has clearly been an argument, because those are very specific instructions.
Yeah.
You've had to get down pretty close. Like,
they've
what
had
does
an
it
orientation.
Mean?
Yeah. Their spin.
It's not just put your lunch boxes away. You have to take it out of the bag. Step one.
Yeah.
Step two, remove the objects.
Well,
step
because
three.
I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like just to be able to take it out of your backpack yeah. and put it in the fridge is such a low level of expectation
yeah.
that maybe like that would give them an unfair, like people would be like, really? You can't do that? So maybe the reason I subconsciously just said, these are the steps. It's not just like...
Right.
That simple. There is something to it. There is thought that has to be made. And they do great at it, but every once in a while he'll mess up. And so I said, hey, did you put your lunch away? And he said, no. And I said, okay. And that was me reminding him, right? So later on, after his friend is leaving, I go, wait, his backpack's still sitting on the couch where it's also not supposed to be. And I said, hey, did you put your lunch away? And he said, no. And I said, even after I told you to put your lunch away, he said to me,
oh no,
you didn't tell me to put my lunch away. I said, what?
Oh,
I didn't what? And he goes, you asked me if I put it away.
Oh, dear
and I
Lord.
Said, I was like, I go, oh, you're going to regret that one. That is an unfortunate move on your part. You may not know when, but one day.
Oh, not immediately?
Oh, no.
I would imagine TV off.
Nope.
Gran Turismo off. You're in your room.
No.
See you next week.
When they get older, it's you get to torture.
Oh, I see.
When's it coming?
They're planting seeds.
And one day he will want something, and he will come to me, and I will say to him, remember that time where you thought it was really funny to say that I didn't tell you to put your lunch away, that I asked you? And you go, yeah, that's why this isn't happening.
Wow.
Right here,
that's vindictive
memory. If he was a jerk kid, he's a great kid. So just to be clear, I don't want to misrepresent him. I think you would agree. I'm not being that
bad. Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
If he was a jerk kid,
that's why it's fun to hear these stories of his snarkiness.
Yeah,
they're coming. Yeah, they're
my
not
day
often.
Is coming.
Yeah.
Trust me. I'm about to get a foot full of humble pie shoved down my throat. All this stuff. Oh, I got a dad podcast, guys. I do segments on the radio telling people how to be a parent. And I'm going to be just in the corner wanting a Silkwood shower because my teenager is destroying me from the inside out.
I remember when you said the funny thing and I...
You used to sleep on my chest, you said.
You can't have the thing you want. Apex is driving out of a circle. There you go.
But if he was an a-hole, it would be when he comes, when I say, he's like, hey, we're going to go see Captain Marvel. I'm like, oh, no, you're not going to go see
Captain Marvel. There you go. Yes, we're right. The family is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You are going to mow the lawn.
Yes, people also, who don't put away lunches unless they are told to instead of asked.
You need
don't
to,
get to enjoy Captain
go
Marvel.
Go buy a lawnmower.
Yeah, not on my dime.
Yeah. Then go mow the lawn. Also, we have a gardener.
Oh, we were so long. I'm so sorry. I ruined everything.
That was beautiful.
Oh, good.
Let's take a break. We're going to hear what's going on in the gaming world. There's a lot of gaming news out there.
Oh, really?
A lot of scandals
Uh-oh.
Going on. You're going to love it.
Like sex scandals.
No, it's never that good.
All right, good.
No,
all right. Never that good.
It's rated T for T. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Oh, ow! Threw a little ow in there.
Is there ever a thing where...
Right? Oh, too
like,
soon.
How many things in life could, like... What could you be doing that you could be like, ow! I want to work that into my life. Like, you know what I mean? Where you...
If you're a
like
character in an 80s sitcom...
Ow!
Ow! Hey, baby, what time is it? Ow! Don't hurt, so mean.
You're living life at an accelerated level if you feel the confidence and joy to go, ow, to anything you've ever done.
Let's do it.
I love it.
at least on this show.
Like, ow.
Yeah, this has been a really good show.
I have this. It's the same thing.
Can I make that my ringtone for you?
Absolutely.
And then I need you to call me all the time.
Yeah, I could definitely do that.
I've never watched one episode of that show.
You know what's funny about
it? Is it all of them or is it just that, just one of them?
No, they all have, well, here's the thing. They all use a Who song for the theme. We're talking about NCIS for anybody who hasn't picked up on the subtlety of it. But that started where, for some reason, when I first started doing the Dad podcast, I thought Bill would do this thing where he would do a stupid pun and then you go, yeah.
Oh, God. So he would live his life at an accelerated rate.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Although I wonder if there is a difference between a yow and it's just ow,
like, ow, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. There has to be like a
right,
yeah, 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 yeah,
right. Anyway, he so I thought it would be funny if we did like kind of like what we do with 185, but we just did puns about stupid parenting stuff, and this was supposed to be the punchline.
Oh, that's good.
But it never worked out. And then weirdly enough, when I started doing the show with Adam, the other co-host, that became whenever we, that was our rim shot.
That's good.
Nailed it. All right. Anyway.
That's good. That's beautiful.
Splitting drops, everybody. Splitting drops. Too much talk about drops.
I love dropping things. Can we drop Jimmy from the Discord in here? He has some great gaming news for us.
Oh, man.
It's gaming.
Get Jimmy out of here. I'm trying. I just can't right now. I hope
that was
he doesn't
not me.
Do the bit
that was
he,
past me.
That was past you. I hope he doesn't do the bit where he leaves when he hears that. Let's see. Where is? I'm going to connect here. And then, oh, where's Jimmy?
Jimmy Crimson.
He's not there.
No, Jimmy, you had one job.
You know what's funny? Oh, there he is. He already put himself in here. I didn't see him in the other room. That's funny. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I failed you.
Hello.
Hi, Jimmy. Welcome.
How you doing? For the record, it's Vince that moves me out of channels whenever you play that drop.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Leave on my own volition. Yes.
Hey, before I forget, that's Jimmy, funny. Remove Vince from the list of moderators. Cool. Oh,
get sorry. Jimmy out of here.
Oh, no. He's going to kill me out of this call.
No, don't.
Do it.
Don't.
All right, we got to call. We got to hurry. We got to hurry.
All right. I have the superpower.
24 timers ticking.
I'll just remove Vince from everything. Can I kick him out of the Discord completely and just ban him for 369 days? I regret everything.
I mean, probably.
Okay, good. Good. I'll do that later. Right.
Okay,
Jimmy, what kind of news do you got for us?
Okay, well, let me paint a scenario for you. Okay, let's just imagine
that was my paint sound.
Sit oil. Down. You want to you sort of sit down at your PlayStation 4 for an evening of gaming with a brand new spanking game that you got.
What time is it, and how do I spank the game?
You spank the game by. Oddly enough, pressing the circle button.
Okay. Yes.
Subsequently, it's also requiring you to be in the air, so it's probably a good idea to jump and then do so.
Oh. Whoopsh, jump. Press the circle button. All right. Continue. We're into your scenario.
So you sit down and you pop this brand new game into your PS4.
Yeah.
And your mind says, you know, people have not. Had a good opinion about this game, but I want to see for myself. I want to make my own opinions about things because that's my style.
Yeah,
and
that's your God-given right.
You get into the game and it hard crashes your system. It hard crashes the PlayStation 4,
meaning like a red screen of death. Okay, just shuts the PS4 just dies.
Yes.
This is
it
scary.
Will. Yeah. We are talking about Anthem again.
Dun dun dun. Welcome back to the news, yeah. Anthem. It just gets better.
It just keep the problems just keep rolling in.
But there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I can just hit the on button and then it comes back. Right. The PlayStation's fine.
No.
I can play the game.
Not always.
Oh.
Not always.
So it is melting PS4s, is what you're saying.
It has the potential to completely brick your PS4, make it unusable. It was reported today that there is a way to get it back, though it was only found today that you could get it to work again.
How do you have to pick it upside down and shake it? Like, what do you? How do you fix it after?
How you fix it is you have to boot the console into safe mode and pick a specific option that would probably not be one that you would think about hitting. It's in safe mode you have 7 options and the 5th one is called rebuild database.
Oh,
and
sure.
You have to
I've had to do that for
database.
Something else before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've had to do that. I think on my PS3,
this
maybe
sounds
PS4.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not only does it screw with the PS4 itself, but if you happen to scathe by the and be able to turn the PS4 on again. Oh, by the way, the only way to be able to turn the PS4 back on anyway, even if you experience this crash, even if you don't have to go through and rebuild the database, you have to pull the power cord out of the PS4 and plug it back in because the
game. Oh, because it's still
it still considers itself on. It,
yeah, sure does.
So, like, the only way is to remove the power source and plug it back in while the console is still running, which is a great way to, you know, destroy
electronics. This is unprecedented in the 21st century. We haven't had a game or a console behave this way from a AAA title from a major console ever. Like, this is not a thing.
Is it because they're trying to do too much?
Yeah, how did this game make it out of the doors with the ability to hard crash? Is it a patch that came later? Who is responsible? Well, I want their head on a stick.
Don't worry about
I talked about the VIP demo and how it had all the crashes in the VIP demo.
Yeah.
How people were getting infinite loading screens and all the likeness. Well, the game released, the 1.0 release had the crashes, and patch 1.03 also specifically noted that they have fixed the crashing issues. And this is not just this is the worst across PS4, but it's not exclusive to PS4. All systems, which means that it could affect your PS4, your Xbox One, or your PC.
Can it affect devices that I'm not playing the game on? Like, is it that insidious? Just because I bring Anthem in the house, will my iPhone stop working?
I mean, probably not, but maybe you leave your iPhone out on the coffee table next to the wicker chair. That'd probably be your best bet.
Will it brick up my microwave? I have a smart microwave.
Does your microwave have the ability to do Netflix?
Yes, of course. It's a microwave.
But I bet you it doesn't have the ability to cook something at midnight and not wake the whole house up.
Yes, yes, it's a real object. It runs on unicorn blood. here's the unsettling part. Anthem has some of the coolest artwork I've ever seen. The logo for Anthem, I'm like, why didn't I think it? It's so cool. It's so great.
The game looks gorgeous.
But it's killing things.
Yeah.
Literally.
It is killing things.
So what's Sony's response to this? Are people getting new PS4s?
Touch them up, baby.
Not issued anything official. Neither has EA. About the issues, but there have been multiple reported cases of Sony offering refunds for Anthem, no questions asked.
Just the game.
Even digital, which is unprecedented.
Yeah, wow. they won't do anything of the sort. Yeah,
there are also multiple accounts of people saying that, hey, I tried doing it the exact way that you reported on Reddit, and I got denied, The reporting about these refunds is like crazy. Often like 100% yes, they'll do it. Ranging to most people got denied the refund.
Yeah.
But they're all pulling from the same Reddit thread on the subreddit for Anthem, which has a lot of mixed reviews about people saying, "Hey, I did it. It took 5 minutes. They took my game back." And
I mean, that's playground talk. There's absolutely no. They don't have to show a check returned or anything. That like I can go on that right now and be like, 10 people. I got 10 copies back, and they gave me a free pony." No one. You don't have to. I don't have to vouch for that as true.
He's like a little baby.
Yeah, but the. But
it's bizarre that Sony hasn't made an announcement about, sorry to hear that a game crashed, because it's also on them. As the console people, they have to check the game to make sure that it's not going to break the system.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, you have to submit the game to them.
At first I was like, well, what do they got to do? But you're right that... Like
that's the whole point of the console.
Well, I would think that people would blame Sony, right? Like, but I would think that they would just be like collateral, like victims and something that they didn't do. But the reality is, because what you're saying, they check it too.
They check it. You have to submit it to Sony.
I make a game and I send it, and they run it through, and then they go, "Yeah, you're good."
That's right.
They're like the FDA of video games.
That's exactly right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Now they don't have a QA department as strong as the developer does.
Well, they shouldn't need to.
But that's right. But they do check it. They have all these points and stuff, and make sure that it's not going to do exactly what this game is doing.
And for a publisher, Sony also has a very scrutinous QA.
They sure do.
Team as well. Like they don't slack. So it's odd to think how it got by like this, especially how they implemented a patch to fix it, and then it's still there. Like that's on the publisher, but even after the discovery and the widely known issues, the publishers issued a patch, and it still doesn't work.
So third act on this, Jimmy, who is the people behind this? Who made this game? What developer, what person, who is pulling strings to allow this to not get the quality assurance that it's supposed to have?
Who's the wise guy?
It's our friends at EA. A quote from BBC is that Anthem publisher EA is also reportedly asking for help to diagnose the bug and its causes. And in a tweet that the global community manager for Anthem, Jesse Anderson, said it was collecting information about crashes while readying the patch.
Then you wonder why you get yourself in trouble.
That's fascinating. So how long is EA going to be a company? Like, when can we stop saying EA?
I have a long time. I like Madden a lot.
That someone else can have the free, because they don't make the game, they publish it. So there's someone else that's developed. There's a studio that develops that game. Can they go to a real company that doesn't want to harvest money out of people? Because this is beyond unacceptable.
There is love.
And then there's EA. That's the rest of that quote.
It's not nice.
Jimmy, do you own Anthem?
No, I don't. I will be real with you. I really did want to like try it out because I do like formulating my own opinions about things. I was going to try and see if I could like buy or borrow someone else's copy through a Steam share or something. But now that I know that it has the potential to destroy the hardware that I play it on,
that game will never go anywhere. That is now no one will buy that game.
But is it happening? Here's the thing: is it one of those things where it's only happened like 18 times? And trust me, just like any horrible thing, one is enough, right? But is it like it's not happening 200,000 times?
No, it is. It's a very high rate.
Widely reported. The main Reddit thread that most of these news sources are
there nudes
from.
In this game?
Oh yeah.
I mean, probably somewhere on Reddit, but
that's an interesting subreddit.
I'll send you a link to that later.
No. Ever seen a grown man naked?
Locker room talk. Anyway, I think the worst part about this is that like
there's a worst part. We're not there yet.
The worst part, yes. I think the worst part is that while we've recently had the discovery of like being able to bring your PS4 back from the dead, the worst part about it is that any externals that you have attached to the hardware that you are that you're playing the game on have the ability to be bricked from it.
So you could ruin my external hard drive that you told me to buy.
One of the guys that I watch, a YouTuber named Heel versus Babyface, was quoting he was quoting from his experience in the VIP demo about how when he was playing the game, he had the hard crash happen twice.
Oh man.
And both times he has a 2 terabyte external hard drive he runs with his PS4 Pro as well, and both times the hard drive or the PS4 said the hard drive needed repairing. It has the ability to destroy other things than just the hardware running the game.
Terrible. My microwave will never work the same. I won't be surprised if I go home and things are broken just because we've discussed Anthem. Never play Anthem.
Wow.
You can smoke a Juul before you.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Download Anthem.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That's funny.
Jimmy, thank you so much for the insightful news.
You're welcome. We'll see you next time.
And now this is Kevin Miller saying,
okay, bye.
I wanted to say, get Jimmy out of. This is Kevin Miller telling Jimmy, get Jimmy out of here.
That's my bad.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay, hi.
Oh, I see what he did there.
Yeah, he made it. He did what the kids call flipping the script.
They don't say that anymore. Yeah. It's not 2000. Really? Oh,
I'm going to get up with my lingo.
Oh, Grandpa. There's a subreddit for that.
Oh, my.
Shall we take a break?
Yes, we shall. And we will. Enjoy your vaping cigarette needs after these messages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of the cave. I'm here now. Not in the cave.
I never know how long the cave's supposed to stay.
It's up to the cave.
Oh.
The cave is its own mind.
The cave is quite the mischievous one. Hey, wait, is Ryan in the... No, he's not. Never mind.
Ryan will never be in the Discord. Right. Very exciting times.
Is he mad at us?
In the, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. It's what you said.
Do we got drama?
It's what you didn't say. It's that you didn't remember your password. But I remember my password to play Guild Wars 2, which is what we discuss in this segment. Sorry. And it's an exciting time for me once again. If you remember back, one of the life goals that I've attached to Guild Wars 2 is to earn the max number of mastery points. Yeah. I now have them all. I have 283 mastery points.
Oh, good for you.
Not the drop I was expecting.
Oh.
This took a lot of work. It was a lot of grinding, did a lot of exploring, but I'm excited to have them. The one caveat
is...
How
did you celebrate? When it was happening.
Well, every time I would play, I would then reflect later, I have 5 more mastery points to get. And the next day, be like 3
like
more.
Like a verbal advent calendar.
Yeah. And I'd go, during playoff season, the Patriots are winning tier after tier and be like, we're in the division round.
Oh, thanks for coming to the show. Thanks for tuning
too
in.
Too soon. And so then the night before, though, I was like, I have 1 more mastery point. And then I told my wife, it was like a Saturday. I was like, I'm going to go get that last mastery point. It took me 3 minutes because I just so happened to land at the right place at the right time
and
it was happening. I come on, I go, I have it. I have all the mastery points. But here's the problem. In the game, to spend the last 8 mastery points, I have to unlock the ability to spend them by doing a raid, which are so incredibly complicated that I've joined a separate Discord in which they will train me how to do these things.
Yes,
I have still yet to do it. I'm finally to the place where when I'm ready, I can say...
How do
they
train you?
I don't know. I haven't done the training.
Oh, you haven't done the training.
I've finally educated myself enough how they're communicating what to do in the Discord, what I might need in the raid to get, what items I may need to buy. And I'm finally to a place where I'm like, I am ready for someone to train me on how to do this. I mean, it's essentially the boss battle. The raids are the in-game material. And there's about 8 of them, maybe 10 now in the whole, all of Guild Wars. I doubt I'm going to fall in love with them, mainly because it's so much work to learn them. I mean, they talk about this as if you're rehearsing, like you have to learn the mechanics and the rhythm of when to hit what and how and why. I know this game pretty well at this point.
And this isn't even something you do by yourself.
You can't. It takes exactly 10 people to do a raid. Most of the dungeons take 5. This takes twice as many.
So is it like a choreographed dance where you have a specific part?
Yes.
That you have to, and do you have to know all 10 parts?
To know how to do your part and when to do it very well. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't have to
so
know.
So you would have to raise your hand and say, I'm a 4.
Yes, exactly.
Like it's the Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to figure out who the other people can be. I know 2. I can be a 2 or a 7.
Yes, and that's a lot of the conversations. We need a DPS. I need a Chrono. I need a healer. We need a Scourge, those sort of things.
And how many? Do you know what you're
going to
learn?
I'm going to learn my main, which is a elementalist, which is Karina. So I'm going to learn the Sword Weaver, which is great because that's what I've been playing as. I do need to buy some new runes, and I have to destroy my existing runes. I've decided it's worth it. They're not terribly expensive runes. They're only 2 gold. The new runes are about 6 gold each. Some runes are around 20 gold, or in real money that comes to like 30 cents. So I'm not crazy. And you need 6 of those. So at most I might be spending like 4 real dollars or wasting those. But as we recall, I have elected to now spend money regularly.
You got to save those jobs.
And I'm excited. It's really freeing to go in and buy. So they have a device called a silver-fed salvage-o-matic. So in the game, you collect loot, correct? Just
names
like most games.
Great.
They're so great.
Everything in video games.
This is the best.
You just spent 2 minutes talking about runes, and now you're silver-fed.
Salvage-o-matic.
Salvage-o-matic.
So you collect loot, and then you have to break down the loot into its raw materials, which you can then sell or craft your own materials out of things that you need. So so I always break it down.
Or feed it to the Silverfish Salvage-O-Matic.
Well, to break it down, you need a kit that you buy from the vendors, and there's four tiers of those. Or you can do what I did and spend real money, and now I never have to buy another in-game salvage kit because I have one forever. And
that's the Silver Fed Sledge
Salvage-O-Matic. What? So it doesn't work out in money in the game. It will never like pay for itself. But the reality that I never have to walk back up to the vendor and buy this thing. It's like the Guild Wars
time
version.
Is money.
Yeah, it's the sleeping. Like I don't want to have to do. And that's one of the things they do to make the game take longer. The standard salvage kit gets 25 charges. So if you have a bunch of things in your inventory and you take out 25, you have to buy another. You're just constantly flipping through screens. So yeah, I made the choice of like, that's a great use of real money to not have to do that over and over and over and over and over and over again.
That sounds like something that would be sold at an infomercial in the Guild Wars 2 world.
Tired of buying salvage kits?
Yeah, after salvage kit, after salvage kit.
These buttons are so hard to click.
Wasting time cleaning up your inventory.
I wish I had more room.
Well, boy, do we have a solution for you. Get the Silver Fed Salvage-O-Matic.
A whole silver?
A whole silver, and it salvages everything. Never need a salvage kit again, my friend, because you, my friend, with just three easy payments of 30 cents or 15 rune or 5 gold, you can get a Silver Fed Salvage-O-Matic.
But I don't want to spend an entire silver. Can it only cost 60 copper?
Absolutely.
Yay! It is. It's a discount. So it used to be one silver, but now it's only 60 copper to run it, which 100 silver is what, or 100 copper is one silver. And it was on sale. So in March, the store has one new item on sale every day. So we'll see if I buy a lot of stuff this month. I already bought that and a shared storage space. So all of my characters have access to the Silver Fed.
So you technically don't have you don't have access to the benefits of your mastery point.
No, I do not. On my number, it does not say 283. It only says 275.
Because you have the mastery points, but then you have to do a raid unlocks all your mastery
points. To successfully complete one raid, and then it unlocks the raid track in which I can start spending those
mastery
points. Yeah. So once I do one raid, it's smooth sailing from there, but it's doing this first raid and literally finding the time because I don't have any friend. I don't have a guild. I don't have anybody to work with. I try to find guilds that will do it and they're like, meh. So finding this training or exercise seems to be the best way. It's sort of like doing like Phoenix. What's the online Phoenix school? When you work from home.
Like DeVry?
Yes, yeah. Okay. It's like that.
Yes, I know what you mean now. Yeah, yes. Phoenix University.
But it's only whenever they want. Yeah. There's not a set course. It's like, well, we'll do it now.
You just log in. It's like, well, you could come in between the hours of 2 a.m. and 3:15.
And it's going to take like an hour to 2 hours to do it properly. So I have to carve out the time.
There are YouTube videos about this. Yes.
I still need someone to, I could learn more, but I still need other people to do it with me.
To do the raid.
Yeah. And to jump in with it or willing to deal with a noob.
Maybe you buy a few of those Silver Fed Salvage-O-Matics and you throw those around. Maybe
I could do that.
The palms of some other players.
There are people that will sell the raid to me for 100 gold. They'll do the raid and I can sit there and then I have it. But
that
doesn't feel right. I want the 283 to say
you'll
that I did it.
Sit there. Mm-hmm. Like you, what does it feel right about being like, all of this is mine?
That doesn't feel
this
right.
Just sitting there with whatever the equivalent of pina colada and Guild Wars 2.
Oh, I want to experience it. The whole point is to do it. Otherwise, I have to meet the challenge. The bar has been raised. I will meet it. Otherwise, I'm not a Guild Warrior.
Kick back, relax. Get like an orc's blood mead and put a little umbrella in.
There are no orcs in this game.
Oh, my bad.
How many years I've been talking about this game to you?
Necromancer's blood, put a little ale in or mead thing and put an umbrella in it and just.
I'm going to get a salvage fed-o-matic on you.
Watch everybody just destroy this big dragon. I think it'd be funny to at least twitch it.
Just sit back. All right. Okay, so I'll do a poll. Like, if I can raise 100 gold, I'll
like
do
these
it.
Goons, so, like yeah. These goons are coming in. They're my mercenaries. You got mercs, man. You're calling in.
It's like $7. 100 gold would be about $6-7.
And how many of do you need?
I just need to
do
one.
So no, 70 bucks.
No, 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 just do it once.
You pay one person
100 gold.
100
and
gold.
And I would sit back and
they could do the whole thing by themselves?
I don't know. I think they have a team of people to do it. Or they get like 5 people to pay and then they have a team of 5 people and they split the gold. I don't know. Because 100 gold for one person is a lot of money. 100 gold for 5 people, it's not a lot. It's mm-hmm. like 20 gold. Like, that's not that big a deal. And if it's 8, like, well, it's barely worth your time. And they take time. They take a long time to do.
It's interesting.
It's a whole sub economy.
I can't wait. I can't. I would do that in a heartbeat. I don't know why, to be honest with you, but I would. I feel like I would be very. I like the idea, especially if I was a Twitcher. I just love the idea of like sitting back and watching people fight in the distance.
Play the game for you.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Just it's the bit of it. The bit of,
sounds like a Final Fantasy game.
How many games can you do that where you could just pay someone to do it for you and you're still in the game? It's not like you handed the controller to your nephew.
Right.
He did it.
It's a real world.
There's a level of entertainment to the idea. If we will watch people play through games, I feel like the sitcom version of that is watching people pay someone else to play the game. Like,
and now watch me tip him. Yeah. I have some extra peach pies in my inventory. Yeah. I'll send him those. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that would be so awesome to watch. All
right. Only if I can make money on top of it, because I feel like my integrity goes down, and I want to match your
what
integrity.
What if people would, because can't they give you money through Twitch, through a thing?
Yeah.
So if they heart it, or what was the thing you
said?
Yeah,
there's a donate through PayPal.
Okay, so if they donated to PayPal,
here's what I'd rather do.
Watching you,
I'd rather them give money and you play the game with me, and we do the raid together and sit back
that would
and watch.
Be, no one would enjoy that.
I would.
You would enjoy watching me fail at a raid?
No. You sit there and get the raid. You do it.
Oh, I sit.
Yeah,
watch while you do the raid.
I'll
with somebody
pay you
else.
To sit there and come in.
Can I get into the raid with like a level 1 character?
You need a level 80, which you can get instantly by buying the game. You can boom. You
so I tier up.
You get a level 80 token when you buy the game, so you can take one character and instantly make them level 80, accessible to do raids and everything.
Okay.
They will be confused, but I'm sure they'd take your money.
And then on my headset, can I have like the song, if you like pina coladas?
Absolutely.
And anything just, you want. You know, walk around while everybody.
This is the best stream. Now I see it. Now that it's not me and my value as a player.
Yeah.
It's you.
It's
I'm
funny.
All for it.
It's super funny.
I get
funny.
It. I can see your vision now.
It's super funny. Like, the only way it's
this is how you get into Guild Wars.
In the distance, you just hear like, you like pina coladas.
Is the camera on you during the, even better.
Like, I'm just roaming around this open map.
It's like the game and you.
Yeah,
on
I don't
the screen.
Know what's involved. I imagine, in my mind, I imagine them fighting like some kind of big wolf beast character.
I'm sure.
That you're like, you know, so big that only his torso is sticking out of the ground. He's grabbing
one of those.
And they're like, rah! And every once in a while in the distance, you get to see a character like flung up in the air like a like a doll,
and your character is doing dance emotes
or just like tapping a toe
I'm on board
stuff. Yeah,
all right, here's what you're gonna give up for Lent.
Oh boy.
the Discord was not terribly helpful, so I phoned a friend.
Oh, who did you phone?
My wife. Here's some things you can give up.
How many of these are hers, or can I play, let me at least play the game where I get to pick the things that she suggests.
All of these are things she suggests. Oh, sorry.
Somebody said in the chat that they wanted to make sure you saw it, or did it get lost?
Oh, I didn't see it. I'll go back and look. So here are hers. One, you can give up app games, only play console games.
That's easy.
Okay. You can give up swearing.
Games. That would be hard, I think.
I think that'd be tough.
For 40 days? I don't think that would be that. It would be harder that I would forget than it would be that I could make a concerted effort.
Yeah, I think that'd be tough. Give up telling his kids about lunchboxes.
That's not good for anyone.
That seems like a lose-lose.
Yeah.
Give up watching Miss Maisel.
I like that you work jokes. This is not like a David Letterman top 10 list.
Yeah.
Give up watching Miss Maisel?
Yeah.
Easy, I'm done.
Ah, see that. Well, yeah. Thing you did it.
Guys, I nailed Lint.
somebody says that you should give up drops. Super Melty One says you should give up drops.
Yeah, I can do that.
That's not as fun. We need our drops for our show.
I don't know. Maybe people don't like them.
Somebody else said, give up not playing Guild Wars for Lent.
Ooh. Is that also your wife?
No, that was me.
Are we done? That's hilarious.
That's it. Yeah, that's the show. So you're not going to do it? You're not going to take the Lent challenge? All right, we'll find out what you give up.
Here's the thing. I can't play that game now.
Why not?
Because I don't have time to play games that I would want to
play. Oh, I see. Play that game, not Lent.
Yeah. No, I can play the game Lent, but I don't know which one of those. I think cursing would be the only one that is an actual
viable thing. Option. Yeah.
I mean, I'd do it if you, but I was hoping it would be something that would be entertaining for people to walk through their life and think,
knowing
Justin is right now not doing this.
Mm.
And I don't know that they would be happy knowing I wasn't cursing. Unless your wife thinks I curse way too much.
No, I think it'd be fun to know that you weren't wearing socks or something, but that doesn't seem right.
That would be punishment to
me. Yeah, yeah.
That would really make me an unhappy person.
That doesn't seem terribly holy.
I would rather not wear underwear than not wear socks.
Yeah, yeah. What?
But maybe that's the lesson of it.
What about giving up losing to your kids at Turismo? That was your thing. You always have to win.
I always have to win. And get angry about it.
What if you you give up procrastinating your fort out back? What if your
trust me, I'm already there on that too.
If your goal was by Easter, that was done.
Oh, well, could I do that with rain?
That's the Lent.
I was going to do it this weekend, but there's rain.
I'm just saying. There's always something.
So you got to work in the rain. It's Lent.
Yeah.
Oh. Guys, I got a
lot to learn. Nobody knows.
Troubles I have seen. Build a fort for my kids, guys. Taught me a lot about me and what I don't give up. Hey, don't forget you can watch Kevin and this show at twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller. If you want to talk with other like-minded, cool people and not just by yourself, people that like to choose names like A Big Egg. Alaskan Dave, who we call Alaskan Dan, Alyssa Foxa, Sherlages, Kinote, Siriayan.
Are these all people in our Discord?
Yeah.
We have cool people.
Cody Goodnight, Dr. Pepper, who is officially now our chief of medicine on our spaceship. Go to bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord, all one word. And join the group. Everybody's super fun. And I think that's it. On behalf of thekevinmiller.com, this is Justin Worship saying,
okay, bye.